Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Shirad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, more than 10,000 police personnel, including officers, have been placed under quarantine, with over 200 of them testing positive for COVID-19 and undergoing treatment. Now, the police force has about has over 100,000 members across all divisions. So if 10,000 police members are under quarantine, that's 10% of the police force. Now, this has put, according to authorities, a huge strain on the deployment of personnel, and the police are now considering this situation as a serious security concern. Now, you know, so much has been said, Shirad, about, you know, the conditions of detention centres and prisons and, you know, migrant workers, foreign workers. But I'm wondering whether this, you know, police officers, this has been a policy blind spot, because, you know, how did we let this get to this point before raising red flags?
Well, I don't know if it's a policy blind spot. I'm not sure exactly what would have to... you know, what would the elements of a policy blind spot be? Mm. But all frontliners, the police are there, of course, and the explanation has been given. It's their constant contact with the public, right? Mm. And just the sheer volume of people they will be in touch with. So despite having the masks and the other types of personal protection,
yep,
the chances of contracting the disease are much higher.
Yeah. It is the nature of the job. They are frontliners, you know, and they are the ones who have to go down to red zones and enforce... you know, the 500 over roadblocks that have been in place since the start of the CMTO.
Yeah, but I think about many of us, you know, and this is purely anecdotal. I mean, you know, I cross from Petaling Jalan to Kuala Lumpur almost every day, and I've not encountered a single roadblock myself. So, I mean, but the point is the police are stretched, and I think the police acknowledge that. The question is, what are the consequences of it? And also, are there other hidden issues?
Right.
And this has been brought up by some observers, suggesting that, in fact, the quarters, the police quarters where police officers live, might also be a source of the problem. And I thought that was very interesting, because it harkens back to a Royal Commission report from 2005, the Royal Commission to Enhance the Operation Management of the Royal Malaysian Police, that mentioned police welfare and the need to look after police welfare. And the question is, are there living quarters perhaps adequate until this point in time? But moving forward, will police quarters have to make sense of the pandemic?
Right.
And should, you know, should there be more space for them, essentially?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I think that's a very valid point to talk about welfare and, you know, just, I guess, the living quarters, police barracks and the like. But also, I think what we need to do is, I'm hoping to get more clarity from the Home Ministry about what policies are going to be put in place to make sure that this doesn't become a national security concern, that there are, you know, risk mitigation measures being put in place, but also not just for police, but now that we know every aspect of national security needs to be able to deal with it, the armed forces and the like.
Yeah, and also the fact it remains that whatever jobs we do, we also have our personal lives, and we have our social networks, and which also expose us. And so everybody really is potentially going to be exposed to the disease. You can stay at home. It might help you to some extent. But for those of us who have to work, have to go out, and we have to encounter other people, the risk is always there.
Okay, well, let's take a look at other news. Now, earlier this week, it was announced that effective November 1st, which is this Sunday, employers who wish to rehire foreign workers or apply for the recruitment of expatriates will now be required to first advertise the job vacancies on My Future Jobs, which is what the government is calling the National Employment Portal. Now, foreign workers or expatriates must only be considered for these job applications if no Malaysians apply for or qualify for the position. Now, according to the Human Resources Ministry, this is to ensure that Malaysians are given top priority in employment opportunities. But, you know, the question is, what consequences will we see from this new policy? Could we see unintended consequences stemming from this?
Yeah, Melissa, I do believe that some of these provisions were already there even long before the pandemic, which is that, you know, in certain sectors, you'd have to first justify your use of foreign labor, perhaps even foreign talent, but the distinction being the wage level, actually, and maybe the skill set and the job description. But which is, you know, which is a sound policy. I personally believe it's a sound policy to the extent that we want to be providing jobs and at least opportunities for locals. The question really is, how bureaucratic has it been in the past, and how much more bureaucratic will it be under present conditions? And again, you know, philosophically and, you know, maybe even more practically, you know, can government or should government micromanage how enterprises deal with their talent?
Yes, I mean, we've seen this also, government micromanaging, you know, work from home decisions, making these decisions instead of enterprise. I really do wonder, Sharad, I mean, whether this is, I have to disagree with you, I wonder whether this is the right solution to the current issue of the current spate of job losses, the current need to create new employment, whether this the stand of the government in saying, well, you know, let's not hire foreign workers or foreign talent, let's give these jobs to locals, I don't think is necessarily the only solution to this problem. I wonder whether this policy has been done with thought and care and consultation with enterprise. And that's my question. What unintended consequences will we see from
this? Let's just put it this way. You know, whereas enterprises are looking at the bottom line, they're looking at what they need, and it's very narrow and specific to them, and it's and that's their right. Policymakers and politicians have to look at the broader consequences of Malaysians being unemployed, right? So either the state comes in and provides some sort of safety net for people who don't get work, or they try to help people get work. And I think this is probably one of those efforts to do so.
Trying to help people to get work.
Yeah, and the question, of course, is whether it will, well, you know, does it require Malaysians who don't have jobs to go to that portal?
I think the idea should be to incentivize businesses to prioritize locals. This is just adding a layer of bureaucracy. This is no incentive by the government to private enterprise.
Yeah, but you know, it's always carrots and sticks when it comes to policies, right? You provide incentives and then you provide disincentives.
the question is
the mix of those two. The labor market isn't, as people imagine, some open field where everybody has perfect knowledge about what's happening across the country. And also, people don't necessarily move just because there is a job, right? Even in desperate times. And so there are a huge number of considerations that go into play. The time frame for this, you know, advertising for locals, I think is very interesting.
It might give 14 days for how they've categorized foreign workers, and 30 days for what they categorize as expatriates.
Which isn't very much, right? So it's interesting. The bar has been set pretty low, even for enterprises. Some people argue that's a bar that's still unnecessary.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. But after this, we will be taking a closer look at Perak State Assembly, which has just passed a bill to lower the eligible age of candidates to 18 years. Will other states follow suit now? That's all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned to consider this.